WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, is here to talk about the rain and the weekend, Dan.
That's right. What a beautiful summer morning it is. The only problem is it's November. Temperatures this morning in the upper 60s for most of New Jersey. This would be a comfortable start right in the middle of summertime, but this time of year it's quite warm out there. We do have some rain, mainly west of the New Jersey Turnpike this morning. It's scattered. It's light for now. There's some heavier stuff back in Pennsylvania. So we'll call for rain this morning and then a bit of a lull as we get into the afternoon. It will be cloudy and breezy even when it's not raining today. High temperatures around 70, so thermometers really aren't going to go anywhere. Periods of heavier, steadier rain move in tonight. It's probably going to pour for part of the overnight. Lows in the lower to mid-50s. That rain ends by mid-morning tomorrow, then becoming sunny and windy and cooler. Let's call that blustery. Temperatures tumble near 60 in the morning, 50 by sunset tomorrow, and Sunday much quieter. Sunny, seasonably cool. Highs mid to upper 50s. Right now, Woodbury 69, Lepaconk 66, Lakewood 66.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We've had a number of health alerts around the state this month and past month, but the alarming spread of measles in Lakewood is continuing to expand. Two more cases have been confirmed by state health officials on Thursday.
These two people developed symptoms upon exposure to a man who had traveled to Israel and apparently acquired measles there. The Department of Health made very specific warnings about where the two people could have exposed others at NPGS grocery store on Main Street Thursday, October 25th between 9 a.m. and noon, and Monday the 29th between 2:15 and 4:45 p.m., as well as at Pizza Plus on 4th Street Sunday, October 28th between 12:30 and 3:30 p.m. If anyone feels they may have gotten the measles, they should call to arrange for an exam. Not just show up at a doctor's office. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
We have more information and, again, a list of where you could have been exposed at NJ1015.com this morning. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:03. Traffic in the news this hour. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Grab your rain gear. You're going to need it. Rain is starting to spread across the Garden State this hour. Wet, but still warm today, especially this morning. Cloudy and breezy. High temperatures will top out around 70, and then heavier, steadier rain is likely tonight. Lows will only drop into the mid-50s. That rain should end by mid-morning tomorrow, but it'll still be very windy. And the weekend looks pretty good on balance. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, a cold case murder in New Jersey, but some new evidence may finally bring it to a conclusion. We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays,
wake up with Alexa
and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07, Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. The rain is starting this morning. It's going to be with us today, scattered around, heavier tonight. High temperatures today around 70, lows tonight in the mid-50s. Rain should end tomorrow, but it is going to cool off. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. New proposals by President Trump are going to test the legal system. He plans to sign an order next week that could lead to the large-scale detention of migrants crossing the southern border and bar anybody caught crossing illegally from claiming asylum. The two legally dubious proposals mark his latest election season declarations against illegals, a subject that has been shown to resonate strongly with a base of Republican supporters. 40 years ago this week, a young South Jersey couple and their 3-year-old son were found brutally murdered inside their home. To mark the anniversary, the state police want to remind everybody, even though the case has been long cold, no piece of information you could give them would be too small.
Gary and Joan Deal were shot multiple times in the head. They and son Jason all had their throats slashed. No one was ever charged. Now, new technology is making it possible to reanalyze some evidence.
Our detectives believe that there are witnesses that can still today provide information, and they're asking for the public's assistance.
State Police Sergeant First Class Jeff Flynn says there are still family members who long to see justice done. Anyone with a potential tip can contact Detective Mario Nucito at 609-561-1800, extension 3354. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. An American Airlines baggage handler spent hours trapped in the cargo hold during a flight from Kansas City to Chicago. The 23-year-old admits he was drunk when he passed out on the hold of the American Airlines plane and nobody noticed him missing. The handler has not been charged with any crime, but American is conducting its own investigation. The charges are stacking up for former Rutgers linebacker Isaiah Bullock, caught up in a murder plot. Prosecutors have added a cyber harassment charge now to attempted murder and conspiracy. They allege Bullock confessed to plotting the murder of two people following a bad breakup with his girlfriend. The number that matters is how many people actually cast a vote on November 6th. But the 150,000 new voter registrations in New Jersey since the start of the year suggest considerable interest in the upcoming midterm elections.
In 2014, the last year featuring midterm elections, the Garden State lost thousands of voters. With a number of interesting races at hand and folks looking at their votes as a thumbs up or down to President Trump's first 2 years in office, political science and law professor Bridget Harrison at Montclair State University expects we'll easily exceed the previous midterm turnout rate of 36%.
We're not going to be as high as presidential election years, but it will be greater than 2014.
Also, mail-in voting is easier than ever in Jersey. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:10. Now, in addition to helping determine control of Congress, you're also going to decide whether the state should borrow another $500 million to fund school construction projects.
The types of projects that would be funded are specified, though the recipients are not. It would provide $350 million for county VOTEC schools and school security, $50 million for county colleges, and $100 million for school district water infrastructure improvement projects. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin says it would provide a boost for preparing a skilled technical workforce for jobs like those in wind and solar energy.
These are going to be real career jobs. These are not just part-time jobs or jobs that people won't hold on to for a long time.
Over the next 30 years, the borrowing could cost approximately $1 billion to repay, depending on the interest rate. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A real estate agent from New Jersey has been killed at a house he was selling in Pennsylvania. 54-year-old Orlando Martinez was sitting in his car outside the home in Philly when he was shot in the face. Investigators believe the gunman was somebody Martinez knows, but they're not revealing any more about the case this morning. The zoning commissioner in Clifton has resigned after getting caught calling those attending a public meeting morons. Keith LaForgia apparently didn't know his microphone was on. His comments were made as members of the public were speaking up about a zoning issue, and the chairman was trying to get them to quiet down. "That's like telling dogs not to bark," LaForgia griped. "They don't know what keep it down means, bleeping morons." His comments have been making the rounds on social media. If you're a fan of the online discount seller Wayfair, you'll soon be able to visit an actual store. In time for holiday shopping, Wayfair is opening what they call a pop-up store at New Jersey's largest mall. It opens today at the Garden State Plaza. It'll remain open until mid-January. You can buy merchandise physically in their store or online from that location. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. Rain will spread across the Garden State today, but the weather improves for the weekend. Dan has the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, for the weekend outlook, Dan.
And part of the weekend is going to turn cooler as we lose these warm 70-degree temperatures. You know, yesterday was 77 at Toms River, the warmest spot in the state. So it's going to feel like November again. And we also have some rain to get through as well. And the first few bands of rain just starting to move through New Jersey at this point, mainly northern and central. Got a little bit of a downpour moving from Mercer into Middlesex County right now. Heavier stuff back to the west. So it is going to be a mostly wet day, especially this morning with scattered rain moving through. When it's not raining, it'll still be cloudy and breezy with high temperatures today around 70 once again. Periods of heavier, steadier rain become likely tonight as the second round of rain moves through. Could really pour for part of the overnight hours. I'm thinking around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Overnight lows fall into the lower to mid-50s. That rain will end by mid-morning tomorrow. Then the sun will come out pretty quickly, but it is going to be windy tomorrow, gusting to 40 miles per hour at times. Cooler as well. Temperatures tumble from near 60 in the morning to around 50 by sunset. That sets us up for a chilly start to Sunday with temperatures in the 30s. It will be seasonably cool and sunny, though, with lighter winds. So I think Sunday's going to turn out to be the better day of the weekend, even though we're going to be cooler. Highs mid to upper 50s on Sunday. Our next chance for rain moves in on Monday. We'll see high temperatures around the 60-degree mark. For now, Election Day looks dry. Another chance of rain will come along on Wednesday of next week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories for this Friday morning, another case of measles confirmed in Lakewood as the outbreak expands. State police are hoping you may be able to help solve a tragic 40-year-old murder mystery. A South Jersey family was murdered 40 years ago today. In sports, Sixers topped the L.A. Flyers, Rangers, Islanders went on the ice, Devils lost to Detroit, and Thursday night football, Battle of the Bay, Raiders trounced by the 49ers. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. We've got rain moving in, mainly northern and central New Jersey right now. It's going to be scattered this morning, then you get a bit of a break this afternoon, so it's not going to rain all day. Cloudy, breezy, and warm. Highs today around 70. Heavier, steadier rain on the way for tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
Dennis and Judy.
You guys are radio gold. I've laughed more this afternoon than I've laughed in a long time listening to you guys.
Well, that really shows some poor choices and poor character, Pat.
Where did you go wrong?
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
522 it is on a Friday morning in the Great Garden State. We bring another week to a close with some rain spreading across the Garden State this morning, but still warm. Going to top out around 70 again today. It is going to dry out and cool off for the weekend. All of the rain that we're going to see today and tonight should be out of here by tomorrow morning. Dan will have more on your weekend weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. Police investigating the mysterious deaths of two Saudi Arabian sisters whose bound bodies washed up in New York City last week say the two arrived from Fairfax, Virginia on September 1st and never left. Police say credit card records indicate 16-year-old Tala Faria and 23-year-old Rotana Faria stopped first in Washington, D.C. and then in Philadelphia. They may have traveled through New Jersey. The sisters were last seen in Fairfax August 24th, their bodies discovered October 24th on the Manhattan waterfront. Some have speculated they were alive when they entered the water. State health officials have confirmed another new case of adenovirus during the outbreak at a pediatric rehab center in North Jersey. There have been 10 deaths associated with the outbreak at the Wanacue Center among 28 pediatric cases. The state health department is also monitoring a less serious outbreak at a Voorhees rehab center. As daylight savings time creeps up on us this weekend, prepare for it to get darker earlier, highlighting some eye issues that can be a danger to you and everybody else on the road.
With night driving, you must remember that nobody sees as well in the dark as they do in daylight, says Dr. Joseph Calderon of Better Vision New Jersey.
And if everything isn't perfect, you certainly don't see as well. And what I mean by perfect is if you have a little bit of a glasses need, but you can wing it without your glasses, along comes the dark, and maybe you're not able to wing it as much as you thought.
Fatigue and dry eyes can lead to blurry vision, but when you have cataracts
and you encounter oncoming headlights, those lights get sprayed all around the inside of your eye, and a little bit of glare gets really bent out of shape and hard to see.
A diabetic's eyes also take longer to adjust to light changes. Jen Ursillo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The release of a Christian woman in Pakistan who was acquitted after she was sentenced to death for blasphemy has apparently been delayed after talks failed between the government and Islamists who want her publicly hanged. Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned the 2010 conviction of Asia Bibi on charges of insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Since then, Islamists have blocked highways to pressure the government to stop her release from an undisclosed detention facility. For young children, a police response to their home can be devastating, even though the officers may be there to help. The Monmouth County prosecutor is launching a program equipping cops with bags of goodies for kids caught in the middle of a sometimes frightening situation.
Teddy bears, stress balls, water bottles, coloring books, and crayons, all inside the bags provided through Operation Cops Care. Officers give these bags to kids on the scene in order to distract them and perhaps improve their impression of law enforcement. Aberdeen Police Chief John Powers.
Nothing pulls at the heartstrings more than, you know, you see a child there, you know, crying, and you're trying to do your job and do the right thing. And in their eyes, you know, you're taking mom or dad or you're doing CPR on a family member.
The prosecutor's office says the 5,000 nylon bags will be distributed to departments within the next week or so. In Freehold, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
526 on New Jersey's First News. Rain today and tonight, but it'll end for the weekend. Dan has the full forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, measles outbreak continues in Ocean County, and we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares advanced after a strong finish on Wall Street, helped by news of possible progress on resolving trade tensions between China and the U.S. Stocks continue their gradual rebound in New York after a big plunge in October. The Dow up another 1.1%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.